What did the woman do wrong? Why, she approached Jesus in the wrong way. She approached him as a man.
Hello, Saints at the Overcomer Ministry. This is Brother John again from Hagers, calling to you from Hagerstown, Maryland. I want to thank you for your thoughts and prayers after my mom has passed. They're really helping me now, and I'm feeling more at peace now than what I've ever have before. I'm starting to feel a little more at ease with my mom passing, although I'm not going to lie and say I'm happy about it. But at the same time, I really feel your prayers, and I know that everyone at the Overcomer Ministry is looking out for me. So I just want to thank you for your prayers, and the help, please keep me in your prayers, because even though I'm doing a lot better than what I was doing before, I still feel like I could use all the prayer I can get. Thank you, Saints. God bless you. Maranatha.
God bless you, precious Saints. This is Brother Perez in Old Mexico, and I just want to bless you this morning. Been listening to the broadcast, of course, every morning, waking up and waiting for the glorious day. Wonderful blessing that God has given us to wake up another day and pray for all the saints that call in, and the saints there in Waltsboro and all over the world. I just wanted to finish what I wanted to tell you, saints, about the dream I had many years ago. And it's a very profound dream, a dream that God had given me many, many years ago. And I know Pastor Rice, I don't know if he remembers me, brother, but I was out there, a young man, came out there in Walterboro. I mean, in Henrietta, and I was baptized out there. And I had left, not come back, and went back into the world. And the Lord had put me through many trials in those years, but I never stopped listening, never stopped praying for the saints. And the Lord gave me a dream, which I have never understood to this point, after Brother Stairs passing, and it finally hit me. The dream was we were all sitting in a school, kind of like an old schoolhouse. And Pastor Rice, you were up front and you was preaching, and all the saints were around sitting like students. And I was down looking at my phone, like, you know, trying to call my wife or my ex-wife at this point now. And you looked at me, you said, "Brother, are you ready?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, where's your gown, brother? Because you was preaching to all of us." And I looked over to my left, and there was a white gown, and we all had it to our left. There was a white gown. And he says, "Well, brother, you need to put that on, because we can't leave without you having that on." And, of course, I looked over, and it's a glistening white, brand-new gown, not a spot on it. Most magnificent white thing I had ever seen, you know. And well, we all were glorifying God, and we all put our gowns on, waiting for a bus outside. And you said, "Well, brother, we all need to get together now and get in this bus. And if you don't get on this bus, we can't move on. That's what you said. And we know what that represents, is to move on with the Lord and move on in His strength, His love. And we filed in a line outside, all of us together, with our white robes on. We could not go outside without our white robes on and get onto the bus. And of course, I'm dialing my wife, trying to get her to get into the bus and get her to hurry. And so we're praising God, and I come up to the bus door, and you said, "Brother, you getting in? Because if you don't get in, I can't let you in. And nobody can get in and get out." And isn't that a profound thing? That you can't get in or get out unless you have that white robe and you are content. And I looked down at that phone, and I could have stepped right there and called her. But I looked down, and I looked back up at you, and I said, "Nope, ain't nothing holding me back." And I got right on that bus. And that just proves to you how much love we have for God, and that I was willing to give everything up to go see the Lord. And we jumped in that bus, brother, and all the saints, and we went our way. And that's the beautiful dream. I never understood it till this point. I'm not trying to put pressure on you, brother, but the Lord has put you as a comforter. You're a comfort to me and the saints. You know, I miss him. I miss a prophet, but the Lord has deemed it righteous to continue. And he's still with us. And brother, we got you because you comfort us. And that dream is as real as when I dreamt it. And I'm so blessed every morning I wake up and I pray. I still my struggle, but God has kept me sure and true. And I pray for every saint. Keep your gowns on, put them on, and get on that bus. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. But Jesus is Lord. He is our God, and we will see him. There ain't no doubt in my heart and in my mind. I am set. And like I say, I go through my hardships every day, but you know the Lord, you know what the Lord tells me. He says, do you believe in me? Do you fear me? And, yes. Well, act like it. So saints, act like it. Act like you're a child of God. And I just want to bless you this morning, saints. I'm praying for you. I'm with you. God will heal you, heal your heart, your mind, and your soul. And I'm just blessing you, saints. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Good morning, saints, at the Overcomer Ministry in Walterboro, South Carolina, this Wednesday, August 11th, in the year 2021, at approximately 3:48 a.m. We are all listening to you, praying for all the saints at the Overcomer Ministry, thanking God that we can still listen to Brother Stair's broadcast on WSNR, 6:20 a.m., New York, New Jersey, 2 a.m. right through 5 a.m., Monday through Friday. We are all listening, praying for each and every one of you, and hoping and praying that Brother Stair's broadcast will be continuing to remain on this station. We're praying also for some of those callers, the saints who called in, asking for prayer, especially there were two of them, each one lost a mother, and they're in pain and bereavement from losing loved ones, and all of us are in pain from losing loved ones, but we're holding fast to the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ, keeping our eyes on him, focusing on him, and hoping to stay healthy, that we can continue to serve the Lord until he returns. So God bless you all, the saints at Walterboro, South Carolina, and hoping and praying that we can continue to listen to all of to the broadcast. God bless you all. Praying for all the callers who ask for prayer. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant them comfort. God bless you all. Bye now.
Good morning, Open Ministry. This is Siska calling. Calling to let you all know that Irene Watkins passed, and we thank God for you all's prayers for her. And we are thanking and praising God for the ministry and for all that we are blessed to hear. Thank God for Pastor Rice, and thank God for the saints of God all over the world. And again, thank God for your prayers for Stephanie Gates. Please continue to pray. Marilyn Afters.
God bless you, saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota. I'm listening on 9980, and that's been doing good today. And I'll be with you for prayer hour, and I do ask your prayers for us. And I do pray for all the saints at the Overcomer and around the world. May the Lord help us all just to stand strong and trust them in through our trials and tribulations. Come, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Maranatha, calling in for prayer this evening, gathering with the saints in the tabernacle, praying for the saints worldwide as we endure hardness, much tribulation. Endure, saints, run on. Run on, run on. God is faithful. He is faithful. Hallelujah.
So, Sister Carrie calling in. I've been pretty sick, but I am just being very careful and staying home as much as possible, which I can stay home. And so I'm just calling to touch base with you and appreciate your prayers. And please keep praying for me. And if I keep listening and praying for each of you and for the broadcast and all the saints that are around the world. Thank you. God bless y'all. Maranatha.